This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
We want to welcome in John Larson, obviously first district congressman here in Connecticut. A bunch of stuff to talk about. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. You know, a lot of people are very concerned about you, John. So just, I'll be honest. Let us how are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. But thank you for asking.
And no knock on effects. Everything's.
Oh, God, no. This is something very common amongst people over 70, but also people that had a heart valve operation like I had 15 years ago. It's something called CPS, and it's referred to as a complex partial seizure. It lasts only seconds, and it's very treatable. It's treatable with a pill. So I'm on the medication and doing extraordinarily well. But thank you for asking.
Yeah, no, we want to see you healthy and happy, regardless.
Absolutely.
Whether we criticize you or compliment you, we want you to be healthy and happy.
That's the way of the world.
Let's talk Social Security.
Sure.
200-year-old people getting benefits, dead people, old people. I mean, it made a lot of headlines, and I guess, you know, we...
Well, that's the whole Trump effect, that they try to flood everything with headlines and distraction, et cetera. They don't tell you that it's been... What is Social Security administered for? It's the largest insurance program that the nation has. And insurance companies, for example, run with administration costs of 16 to 26%. What do you think Social Security administrative costs are for the people of the United States to serve over 70 million recipients? It's under 1%. And that's part of the problem, is that people don't have an opportunity to get through and talk to a human being and the person that they see. We need to expand that opportunity. And look, where there's any fraud or abuse or waste in any system, public or private, government or the private sector should work to stomp that out. But this is the nation's most successful insurance program. It's the number one anti-poverty program for the elderly and the number one anti-poverty program for children. 10,000 baby boomers a day become eligible, and Congress has enacted to enhance the program since 1971, and now Trump and Putin are calling for... It's cuts in the program. That's where he's getting his $2 trillion from, and I'll get back to that in a second, but everybody ought to have their eyes open with respect to why.
Well, let me just backtrack.
Sure.
You said a lot. We're talking
there's a lot to say there, Brian, let me tell you, and especially when you hear someone who stereotypically says, oh, no, here's the problem, that there's fraud, abuse, and waste. That's a problem everywhere,
right?
In the private sector and public sector, but that's not what the issue is with Social Security.
Well, I understand. But let me just talk basically. So, I mean, a lot of the stuff that was claimed about, you know, all these dead people claiming benefits, that's been effectively debunked. But having said that, the majority of the population doesn't know that and still saw the headline, so they still think it's true. And I understand that. But to the point of waste and fraud, because I tend to. My biggest issue is that I think it's good to reduce the scope and scale of government. I think it's good to get waste and fraud out. But I think most importantly, what the proceeds of that should help go towards, like, reducing the deficit or balancing the budget. And that, and you see by the budget that that's actually going to balloon the debt. But how much, in your opinion, is there enough of fraud and waste in the Social Security system to balance the books?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Not even remotely close. Come on. You're talking about $2 trillion. And let's start at that starting point. Why did Trump target $2 trillion, Brian?
That's what he wants in the tax cuts.
Exactly, because that's what he passed in tax cuts in 2017, right? But most people don't know that those tax cuts weren't permanent. They expire, guess when? 2025. Oh, and so then he brought in someone who doesn't have to get Senate approval, who's the wealthiest man in the world, and said, no, I'm going to put him in charge, unaccountable, outside of government, neither a government employee or a volunteer, but a special volunteer, something I can do as president, that will allow him to go in and make the cuts that he needs. Cuts for what? To balance the budget?
No.
He's been charged to get $2 trillion to make the tax cuts for billionaires that imploded the national debt by $2 trillion. And the public shouldn't lose sight of that. Everything else you see coming out of that administration, all you have to do is go back to what their goal is and why he's getting that $2 trillion. It's because they want to make his legacy and that tax cut permanent.
So let me ask you, Congressman Larson,
sure.
From the 1st District, what would you like to see done? Would you like to have seen nothing done?
Nothing done in terms of what?
In terms of, like, trying to make government more efficient or trying to find...
No, government has to. Everybody applauds making government more efficient. And what has he done to make government more efficient? Getting people's personal tax records? Does that sound to you like it's getting government more efficient, Brian?
Why would he want to do that?
Et cetera?
What would be the nefarious goal of doing that, though?
What would be the nefarious goal?
Yeah.
How about privacy? How about the protections and belief? If you want to implode government and make people further distrust it, all you have to do is turn over all the information and data on every single individual. If you're okay with that, well, fine, that's your your choice. But I think the majority of the American people, that's not what they voted for Trump for.
Well,
and by the way, have their grocery costs and inflation come down and the real kitchen table issues? That's what we have to be focused on. And listen, everybody in government should be about making sure that we're routing out fraud, abuse, and waste. But it's one thing to do it as a messaging tool with the goal of making sure that you have money to provide tax cuts, as opposed to actually making sure the government is run more efficiently. Does this mean the cuts to Social Security, that your calls are going to be answered, that people are going to be there to assist? Imagine running the largest agency with under 1% administrative costs. How much more would you cut, Brian?
No, listen, I don't know initially at the outset what your Putin reference was in all that, but I think...
Well, my Putin reference in all of that is that here he goes again after Congress has voted five times to make sure that we fund Putin, to align himself with Putin and say that Ukraine, the victim here, the nation that Russia invaded, is the one that's at fault here, and that Zelensky is a dictator. To me, wow, that's missing it a lot. Yeah. I talked with Myron Kalinske last night from the Ukrainian home, and I can't even imagine what those people are going through, knowing already the number of losses that have occurred, etc. Trump talks about peace, but when his peace is in line with A, withdrawing from NATO, abandoning our NATO partners, and then abandoning the Ukrainian people for Putin, no, I'm against that. Does he make some legitimate points about NATO and their contributions? Yes, he does. And they should contribute more, and they are stepping up. But the United States withdrawing from our most successful alliance and with our European allies and counterparts, I do have a problem with that.
Fired up, Congressman. I don't know when you're back in town, but I would love to set it up to spit, because these conversations, there's so many more things I'd like to discuss with you, but
I welcome it anytime.
Yeah, we got to figure it out.
I enjoyed talking to you. I think you're fair and decent and balanced too.
Well, thank you. And I honestly, like, so glad that you're feeling well. And it's obviously by your discussion today that you're feeling good. So thank you and have a great day.
You too, Brian. All the best.
All right. Congressman John Larson joining us here in Brian and Company.
All right, everybody. It's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.